We're pleased to welcome Shannon Farron, who is the sideline reporter for the Chargers Radio Network, along with Matt Smith, whom you just heard. You know, if you think about the attitude or the perspective of Chargers teams in the recent past, it's that they will find creative ways to lose, not creative ways to win. Instead, they come up with unique ways to lose that we've not ever considered before. So, Shannon, what is the biggest difference between the 2024 Chargers and those teams of the past?
Coach Harbaugh, Amy, you're always so good at hitting the nail on the head. It is absolutely a different culture here with the LA Chargers. It is a different mindset here. If you saw the game last night on Sunday Night Football, you knew that this was going to end with a Chargers defeat. Of course, they jump out with the lead early on. Of course, they let it slip away. And then, of course, you're thinking that they're going to lose. But you don't feel that way if you're on that sideline, the way that I have been and the way that everyone on this team has been. You just knew. You've known this whole year. It's been a different mindset. It goes back to week one against the Raiders. They jump out with that first touchdown, and you just knew they were going to win. It's a complete different mindset. Coaching should not be underestimated. The feeling that this team has and the mindset that it has is night and day from what it has been, at least as long as I've been here.
Well, when you say different mindset, what has changed about how they approach football?
Well, if you've looked at Jim Harbaugh's teams, whether it is the University of San Diego, whether it's Stanford, the 49ers, Michigan, the Chargers now, you want somebody to play for, and these guys want to play for him. What's rewarded on this sideline is physicality. And if you watch this Chargers team, it's essentially kind of the same personnel they've had for the past few years, but it's a different mindset in terms of rewarding physicality and playing for Jim Harbaugh. And him warming up with Justin Herbert, you know, taking the passes in the pregame, and it goes to him not just warming up in pregame, but doing the practices with them and going through everything, not just speeches, but everything. I mean, Quentin Johnston talked about it. He is having a super efficient sophomore season. One out of four receptions goes for a touchdown. You know, he talks about Jim Harbaugh going into the cold tub in his khakis and his shoes. I mean, there's something to be said for just enthusiasm in the building, and that's what he brings.
Oh, that's the part that stands out to me is the energy. And this is not a knock on any previous coach that they've had, but the energy that's almost indefatigable. Have you ever seen him not be fired up?
No, this is his personality. This is the way he's always been. Just like the numbers, honestly, in terms of defense, you can see like what he's done with every team is what he's doing with the Chargers. You go back to like the 2011 49ers, right? When he came in, they had no business being in the playoff conversation at all. And he turned that team around like nothing. Like I just snapped my fingers, like nothing. And he's done the same thing. In fact, like this was the most points the Chargers have allowed all season with 27, right? But like going into this game, they allowed 13.1 points per game. That's the fewest by a team with a new head coach in 20 years. The second best was that 2011 San Francisco team. It was under Jim Harbaugh. He just has this thing about coming into a facility and breathing new life into a team and making guys want to play for him.
Shannon Farron is with us from LA. She's the Chargers sideline reporter, up close and personal with this new change in culture and the different approach and certainly the energy of Jim Harbaugh. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's interesting, too, because he played the quarterback position. In terms of his specific impact on Justin Herbert, who he's in awe of, he tells us, right? He hears angels singing when Herbert walks out to practice. Where have you seen the impact on Justin?
Jim Harbaugh has always had a special relationship with his quarterbacks. We can go through all the programs again. We can go back to all his guys. He said this week, you know, Justin Herbert could be a tight end in the NFL. He could be an edge rusher. He's got the speed. He's got the strength. He's got the agility. He's got the athleticism. We've all seen it. He says he's off the charts. And, you know, Justin Herbert's high school coach even kind of dovetailed that. He said when he was playing football at Sheldon High, it's not even the football, honestly, Amy. It was baseball. He had this filthy fastball. They said he was the closer. He was the one they wanted on the mound at the end, that he was the power forward on the hardwood, that he was like the guy whose athleticism had him rebounding like a beast, that he was smart but never conservative. And that's what we're seeing. Mm. And his high school coach said, I've never coached anyone. And this is a guy who's had like 20 plus years experience back when Justin was in high school. He said, I've never coached anyone who cares more about winning than Justin Herbert. And that's Jim Harbaugh.
Right. That's true. It's almost like they're peas in a pod, completely different generations, yeah. But they think alike or have that same approach. And obviously the wins are there, which is a big deal. That really helps with building culture. Now it's 7-3. I'm also blown away by the fact that other than Herbert, you're talking about a completely different complement of weapons for this offense at running back, at wide receiver. But how have you seen this group come together in a way that it's not taking forever? It's really working.
Amy, Ladd McConkey had an incredible game last night, and he has been the surefire guy for Justin Herbert. He has his trust, and it's amazing, and it's wonderful, but like everybody eats on this offense. It's not just Ladd, who has actually amazing yards after the catch as well, but it is J.K. in the backfield. It is Gus Edwards in the backfield. It is Joshua Palmer, Quentin Johnson, who's had an amazing sophomore season. 1 out of 4 receptions goes for a touchdown. He's been able to prove everybody wrong, and it was so nice to see him do that on a national stage. But it seems like, and Greg Roman talked about this, that from week to week, their offensive identity, while being the same physical, will change based on their opponent.
The culture around the Chargers for years, as we've talked about, has been more where you expect them to lose. You almost expect them to do something, kind of a boneheaded mistake at the end of a game, and all of that goes away. It's not like they've kept a lot of the same people outside of a few veterans. What have they had to say, some of these veterans, about this change in culture and how different it feels to them?
I love that you asked that, because that was the major question that everyone wanted to ask last night after the game of, we've seen this movie before. We've seen this movie play out. We've seen the Chargers get to this great, substantial lead and then it being squandered away. And there was talk from people who are not on the sideline or close to the team last night of, oh, here we go again. They're chargering. That has not been the feeling the entire year. I've got to say, just being down there, it just feels different. There's a different attitude. There's a different mindset. It's the Harbaugh effect. It's also just these guys. Derwin James is one of the leaders. Justin Herbert as well, where that's not going to be what happens anymore. They're over that. It's done. You look at the Bengals, for instance, and you look at how many one-score games they've lost this year,
right?
And you'll hear all the pundits being like, oh, they're just one score away. Well, the Chargers have heard that for like 3 years.
Oh,
you're just one score away. And it's like, well, that's the entire season. That means nothing. That means you're losing.
Right.
For this team to flip the narrative, as Jim Harbaugh says, turn the worm.
What?
I don't know where that comes from, but that's his thing. He's like, we've turned the worm, guys.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then like you'll hear it from the guys in the locker room. They're like, we've turned the worm. It shoots you off to Google. You're like, what the hell does that mean? Just like every Harbaugh-ism, right? Like, what does that mean? Where did that come from? But they have. They've turned the worm. There's no feeling on that sideline. Even when the Bengals crept back in last night, there was no feeling that the Chargers weren't going to win that game. That whole mentality is out of the window.
I love it. It's not just internal. It's now becoming external as well. And you're right. He really is, if we're talking about creepy crawlies, he really is the head of the snake. So great to have him back in the NFL. Shannon Farron is with us from the Chargers sidelines and their radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What do they need to be a Super Bowl contender? If we're going to make that leap, Shannon, what do they need?
I would say consistency in the run game. It's a Greg Roman hallmark. It's something that they are still trying to achieve. You see it in flashes and bursts. The offensive line is outstanding. You know, when you look at what the D-line's been able to do with just this past week, with Joey Bosa and Thule and the way that they have been able to put pressures on the quarterback more than any other team in the league this last week, and that was without Khalil Mack, this team is all about the line of scrimmage. They say that that's the spear, right? The tip of the spear is the line of the scrimmage. That is their mentality. And then they say that Derwin James, of course, is like the cutlass, another pirate weapon. He can fit into every position and be effective and just be like that Swiss Army knife kind of guy. When you look at the point of attack, the line of scrimmage, I don't think you get better than the LA Chargers. And like I said to you earlier, I love that they're under the radar right now, that no one's paying attention to how powerful they are. When you look at that O-line, Joe Alt is the number one rated offensive lineman right now at his position in the league, but you don't hear about him. You don't hear about that D-line. You don't hear about the fact that the Chargers have held teams to the fewest points, you know, in the entire season. And I kind of think that's working in their favor. When you ask, like, what do they need? I don't think they need anything. Justin Herbert got the, when Justin Herbert is healthy and he can use his legs and he can make everyone eat, like when it comes to the guys in the backfield and his receiving core, they may not be stars. They may not get like the headlines, but he makes them rise to the occasion. They rise to the occasion for him. Mm. They're all stars. I mean, they're all pros, but yes. Like there's nothing this team is missing. I don't think the only thing I can say right now is like, it was really hard last night to watch Denzel Perryman, who's been a huge defensive force, go out with that groin injury. He's been dealing with it all week, and that's going to be a problem. He's going to been amazing. That the linebacker core is great. I really can't tell you a weakness unless it's injuries that are unforeseeable. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
That's tremendous, especially in year one of a rebuild, if you will. Wondering what you hear from fans in terms of excitement level, the energy. You know, that when they play in their own stadium, A, people consider it the Rams facility, or B, it's more fans from other teams who've made the trip to L.A. there along with their favorite team. So do you get the sense that the fan base is also energized?
Oh, my God, you're like nailing it. I was going to tell you. I was anticipating this stadium to be full of Bengals fans because it's a established fan base. Of course, the Bengals fans are incredible. They're wonderful people. They're great. They show out. They travel. So I was expecting that because that's what we've seen recently. Like, let's be honest about it. The Chargers came here. They played in the soccer stadium. They moved into the Rams stadium. And it was a hard go. And we all kind of made light of it. But I got to tell you, Amy, last week, the Titans game, when they came into town, I knew the Titans fans didn't really travel that well. This fan base was so loud. It was deafening. It was like being at freaking Arrowhead. It was like being at Mile High. It was amazing. I'm like, where did these fans come from? And yes, there's this lot of new powder blue Justin Herbert jerseys. I don't care. It was amazing. They were loud. It was great. Jim Harbaugh comes out on Monday at his press conference, and he's like, we need the fans. We need the fans. And like we've talked about, when Jim Harbaugh asks, yes, you produce. And the fans produced. And they came out crazy. It was, by and large, all L.A. fan base for Sunday night, a primetime game against a team that has an amazing fan base. It was all Chargers fans. I'm not going to lie, not all of them knew exactly what was going on in the fourth quarter. Like, they were pretty loud when Justin Herbert was leading that last drive. I was like, quiet down. This is not the time to be loud.
It's like fans in Europe. They don't really know what they're watching. They're just excited because there's something happening.
Totally, totally. But they were so excited, and it was so great to see. And it was like such a heartwarming moment of being an LA fan, and the Chargers have arrived.
What would you say is their signature win to this point?
That was it. It was the Cincinnati game. It was prime time. Cincinnati, it was the first team with a legit quarterback. I mean, you could argue that in week four, Patrick Mahomes came to town and he's a legit quarterback, but everybody knows the Chiefs offense is not what it has been. And that was evidenced. Everyone knew what was going to happen in Buffalo, and that's what happened. Joe Burrow was the best quarterback with the offense that he has with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins that the Chargers saw this season. And everyone was saying going up into this game, or they've really for real, they've only faced these quarterbacks, these like second rate quarterbacks or what have you, or a diminished Chiefs offense. And the Bengals came to town with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and they held up. And yeah, they let him back into the game. They did, but it was better that they let him back into the game to show that they're not the team that lets a team back in and then collapses. They came out on top, and that was huge for their identity.
Definitely some adversity there that they faced and then stared down the barrel of that gun that they've seen so many times. It's a great point. All right, so as we wrap up, I got to tell you one of my favorite Harbaugh moments from the season so far is where he awkwardly made his 7-8-9 joke and then repeated it so people would understand what he was talking about, which was amazing. I laughed so hard. We played it on the show. You mentioned Turn the Worm, which I've not heard before, so that's awesome. What's another favorite moment with Harbaugh so far this season?
Well, I mean, I followed Jim Harbaugh forever because I'm out in California. So I remember going to Stanford games when he was there.
Wow.
One of my favorite things about Harbaugh is actually when I first met him, I said, I haven't eaten chicken in a very long, ever since you were announced as the head coach, I haven't eaten chicken. And the reason I said that to him is because he once told one of his teams that they shouldn't eat chicken because it's a nervous animal and you don't want to be nervous.
Oh my gosh.
So good, right?
Wow. He's got a mind that thinks so differently than the rest of human nature. It's awesome.
And the players love it. They love it. So whatever works.
Yeah, absolutely. It reminds me a little bit of Pete Carroll. And I know he's gone now, but he was in the league for such a long time. And guys almost couldn't believe that he brought the energy that he did, that he was as consistent, that excitement, that energy and enthusiasm never wore off. It was really who he was at his core. And yeah, you can stare at Harbaugh and think, is this guy for real? But you spend enough time with him and you realize this is who he is.
You're so right. I mean, you look at those games between USC and Stanford back when those two would face off, and the what's your deal and the gum and all of it. Like, they were just mano y mano. And the players always love those guys. They love crazy, and that's what those guys are.
Oh, yes. My motto in life is find people who are your kind of crazy, and the Chargers have found their crazy in Jim Harbaugh. That's amazing. All right, you can find Shannon at Shannon Farren, F-A-R-R-E-N. She's sideline reporter for the Chargers, also a radio host in her own right, and Jim Harbaugh expert, man, from the time he was back at Stanford. That's incredible. It's so much fun to talk to you. I hope we get to do it again. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Amy. Thank you so much.